Under a clear sky and unusually warm January weather, hundreds of thousands of demonstrators clogged the city streets of Chicago to send a message.
The message of this protest this year is to get everyone out there to vote and to make sure that we can get the right people in the right seats in the House and the Senate to make sure the vote is equal and to help everyone get to the point where we're not constantly fighting against each other.
Chloe Ramjohn participated in the March to the Polls demonstration on the one-year anniversary of President Donald Trump's inauguration.
I don't think it's necessarily a protest against Trump himself. I think it's the government in general. You know, they're not recognizing and paying attention to what's happening. Trump is the face of the government right now.
New York City is representing.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio told reporters covering his city's event that President Trump should take note of the size of the crowds and the message of the marchers.
The president's going to have to listen. When you see this kind of grassroots outpouring, it means a lot. And you're certainly going to see more of it throughout this year. Anyone who thinks it was a one-hit wonder is wrong. That what happened a year ago was the beginning of a bigger movement.
Right now, this was the movement. It had to happen. And unfortunately, our current president, he pushed us there.
Vanjie Williams isn't just marching in the nation's capital. She's a candidate for U.S. Congress in Virginia, part of a record number of women who are seeking office in the 2018 congressional midterm elections.
It's now time for women to step up and take their seat at the table.
And I feel like a lot of people get the wrong idea about what this march is for, and I feel like we're really just fighting for gender equality.
A fight that Chicago demonstrator Ali Sayasan hopes will translate into votes.
Everyone registered to vote?
Ultimately change later this year.
The future's female, and they can't keep oppressing us because we'll fight back.
While some crowd sizes were down from last year, there was no shortage of energy and enthusiasm among the demonstrators.
This is what America looks like!
Who hope their march is more than just a protest, but a sustained movement that brings lasting change and unity to a divided country.
This is what democracy looks like!
Kate Fairbaugh, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.